Blog Talk Radio.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. I seek protection with God from shaitan, the rejected enemy. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With the name of God, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Dear IWDM listeners, Ramadan Mubarak. That means a blessed month of fasting to all of you. And it is my honor and pleasure to greet you in a Muslim greeting of peace, understanding that real peace comes only from God, and that having and knowing that peace obligates the recipient to be those that give peace. And that wonderful greeting is actually a prayer to me. And that greeting is none other than the beautiful Assalamu Alaikum. Again, welcome to IWDM Radio. You are listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We're at a special time during the month of Ramadan in celebration and observance and respect for those who are fasting during this month. So go on out there and tell your friends, uh-oh, y'all, it's on earlier. Go ahead and send that text. Go ahead and make that post on social media to let your family and friends know that you are listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab and that it is on at a new time. Tell them to join you by calling us into the studio at 714-816-4673. Just a reminder, this is a learning lab, and we hope you are in the learning mode. And I am Quran Shakir, and I'm excited to say that I have a co-host, Mark Shaheed. So today I will be your engineer, I'll be your co-producer, and your co-host. But the best of this team is Mark Shaheed, and let me open his mic and allow you to meet him now. Mark Shaheed, assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
Alaikum assalam and Ramadan Mubarak to you, Quran Shakir, and to the IWDM radio listening audience. And as always, I'd like to begin with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ashhadu an la illallah wa la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mubarak. That is with God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, the nourisher, the sustainer, the guardian evolver of all systems of knowledge. We witness that there is none to be served nor worshipped except for one, Allah alone, and that he doesn't have any partners nor associates in his rule. We further witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed the seal of the prophets, and he is Allah's humble servant and his noble messenger. And what follows in an excellent salutation of the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, and Mark Shaheed, the host, facilitator, and producer, along with Quran Shakir of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, that's heard each and every Thursday. However, this is a special edition, and as Quran has already alerted you, in lieu of the blessed month of Ramadan, we'll be starting early every Thursday on the month of Ramadan so that we can allow all that have to break their fast on time and also for the Salat to Maghrib, and then following that, the Iftar with their family and also community. So let's help get the word out during the month of Ramadan, this special time starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Central and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. We only be doing an hour, maybe a couple of minutes over, but we won't be doing the regular schedule, courtship and marriage, for 2 hours until Ramadan is over. Then we will resume to our regularly scheduled time here on IWDM Radio. So please take note and help us to get the message out. I want to say to those of you who may be tuning in for the first time to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, Grant and I want you to know that this is your learning lab. We do invite you to ask questions and make comments. And for those of you who may be listening in by way of the Internet, we're encouraging you to call into the studio, and as Quran has already given that number, once again, 714-816-4673. 573, and you can ask your question or make your comment. We like to hear from those of you who may generally wouldn't say anything, but we want to hear from you if what is going to be said tonight is going to be resonating with you. We want to say we have some staples here in the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab that is the foundation for this learning lab, which is Al-Quran, and also the life example of the prophet in the demonstration of the Quran, and also the tafsir, the clear explanation by our beloved leader and teacher, Imam Worth Uddin Muhammad. These are learning labs for the month of Ramadan. Will be centered around Ramadan. And the theme for these learning labs, the Courtship and Marriage and the Parenting Family Reconstruction, and also the MGM Roundtable, as that go, will be fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. Yes, fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. And because this is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, Allah blessed me with the idea and the concept that we want to look at how does Ramadan positively impact and also benefit the courtship and marriage life. Yes, you heard it right. How does Ramadan positively impact and benefit the courtship and marriage life, which is this is a courtship and marriage learning lab. And so, Quran, I thought, in just looking at this topic that we have and that will be entertaining for the next 4 weeks here in the month of Ramadan, that we would start with Surah Baqarah in the Quran. I think it's the 182nd or 83rd ayah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah the Most High, has said, O you who believe. So take note of that. So Allah is speaking to the believers here. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, so that you may learn self-restraint. Elohim tatakakun, which is a derivative of the word taqwa, so that you may learn self-restraint. It's translated by Yusuf Abdullah. But by tatakun being a derivative of the word taqwa, which our beloved leader, Imam Muhammad, has given to us as God consciousness, it's very, very important so that you may learn to be more God conscious or more consciously regardful of Allah. And if we look at it like that, we want to say that more consciously regardful of Allah's word, his will, and his way, because that, in fact, is what Ramadan is for the believer. And we are looking at fasting while feasting on the Quran. So in looking at taqwa, a Quran, I was thinking that where do we start with this in looking at in terms of courtship, whereas that we are looking for a mate, and what is that we should be looking for in a mate. And then we look at the sacred institution of marriage and who should really be married. And, as I was thinking about that, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a short list as to why one would marry. And he had on there, one, wealth, the other, looks. Sometimes it said beauty, but it would be looks. And also lineage or social status. And then the last one was taqwa, being God conscious, which also shapes and forms the type of character that you actually have. So, and looking at that, and we should be looking for that, making that a priority over the other three. So one of the things that I'm looking at in terms of how Ramadan can have a positive impact and also be a benefit is that it is to help us to become more God conscious consciously regardful of God's word, his will and way, mm-hmm. as the Quran addressed, you understand, the social needs, the social issues, and it addresses and gives parameters to the sacred institution of marriage. And so now we see how important courtship is. It precedes the partnership that we are seeking, if we are seeking mates, but also the mate that we have should be exemplifying taqwa. And the taqwa should be heightened in this sacred month of Ramadan. We should see the best husband, and we should also see the best wife here. So I thought I would open that with an opening statement in regards to starting at the foundation here in terms as a benefit that we can see. And most certainly we want to include those persons who are actually looking to find that mate, that soul mate, that help mate, that love mate for their life and everything. So I thought I would start there and get some opening statements from you, Quran, in terms of how do you see that in terms of taqwa. You know, I know that you're aware that tatakun is a derivative of that, but you can't have but you might learn self-restraint. You won't be able to learn self-restraint without being God-conscious. Quran?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love that we're starting with this. What does Allah say to us? I love beginning with that. And so when Allah says that he's given us this medicine, and this medicine is designed to get us closer to him, to reverence him, to be regardful of him, and we, in our early days when we were looking at the things you should look for in a mate, before we did the 25 do's and don'ts, we talked about this idea that this ripple effect that we're looking for, this idea of regardfulness of God, is a quality that you look for in a mate. So if it's a quality that you look for in a mate, then it should be a quality that you have as a potential mate. And you build that. It doesn't just happen. You build that, you grow that, you groom that, and this is the way to do that, this need to be regardful of God. If we are regardful of Allah, regardful of the Creator, regardful of the one who put us here on earth, then what happens for us is that when other challenges come to us, then we are able to find the balance. We're able to temper our emotions, we're able to quiet ourselves, to be able to look at something intuitively and intelligently. That's only if we've trained ourselves to do that. And this training of the being to be responsive to the Creator begins early on. So with our children, we start teaching them, this is what you should be seeking in a mate, this is who you should be as a person. And so early on, we start teaching them about Ramadan, fasting, that kind of thing, prayer, those kinds of things. But what this month does, this idea of being conscious of Allah, conscious of what he has asked of us, and, you know, the ayat that he gives us this command to fast, he follows it with, you know, you ask me all the time, and I respond to your request. So I'm asking you this simple thing, and I want you to respond with a will to this. And so this request of ours to be forgiven, to have for God to have mercy on us, it comes with a price. And this is the price we pay here, is find ways to get closer to him. So anybody looking for a mate, highly recommend it. Go ahead and put this in your toolbox to be the thing that makes you eligible. So when you're looking for somebody and you want to know who would be best for me, I will be looking for the one who is working and developing themselves to be a good mate. And that includes a number of things, but this is one of those things, fasting.
Alhamdulillah. That's excellent open statement. You know, Quran, as we say down south, you said a mouthful, really excellent commentary. And, you know, you just hit on, I think, a point that should be considered these first 10 days, and we are in the first 10 days of the fast of Ramadan. And, of course, we have begun our reading. Each day we read a juz each day. So this is in accordance with the theme of these learning labs of fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. But something that you said is very, very important, that Allah extends His mercy to us. And we know the two mercies that He extends to us as He introduces Himself in Al-Fatiha as our, with Allah's name, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that He is the merciful benefactor, that He gives us, He is the benefactor, and we're the recipient of those benefits that He actually gives to us. This is the outer creation, and then this is also the inner creation in which what Allah has given to us. And sometimes it's overlooked and it's not fully appreciated. But the second mercy is Al-Rahim. He is the most merciful redeemer. And Allah has redeemed us in terms of the flaws, the shortcomings, the mistakes, the errors that we have made in our life. We may still be making those errors and all. So when we look at how Allah forgives us in the second 10 days, which is assigned to us, you know, Quran, I think that in the courtship phase, we should be looking to see if, in fact, that potential mate actually exemplifies mercy and compassion. This is the first 10 days, but it should be heightened as we should be seeing the best believer. You know, see, Allah says, "O you who believe." I want to say this, is that the word Muslim is in the singular in the Quran is only mentioned 4 times. In the plural, it's mentioned 13 times. I'm going to get the exact number so that inshallah next week that we will have that before these sessions end in the blessed month of Ramadan, how many times that believer is mentioned. And, of course, if you're wondering what word or name is mentioned the most, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah's name is mentioned 2,697 times. I'm going to say that again. Allah's name is mentioned 2,697 times in the Quran. What am I saying here? That Allah is the author of the Quran. And when he has written the Quran, and he's written the Quran for his human creation to be a guide for every aspect of human life. Now, those first 10 days is that of mercy. Allah extends the mercy of the Quran just so eloquently articulated to us. And we need God's mercy. We don't want to just say, well, just give me justice. Most of us will be in trouble if it was just justice. But He extends His mercy in Al-Rahman, the merciful benefactor, and we are the beneficiaries of that mercy. But He redeems the human being with always and always has been, even before the coming of the Quran, in His word of revelation, you see. So, and then man, you understand, repent, has an opportunity to repent and to begin all over again. So this is a renewal in this blessed month of Ramadan. And so it is for us as human beings, whether you're married or not married, that we should also extend mercy. And so, Quran, I was looking at that in terms of we should be as merciful as possible as human beings in this blessed month of Ramadan in the marriage, in our marriage situation, in showing mercy, more mercy and compassion in this blessed month, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extending that mercy, being the most merciful benefactor and merciful redeemer to us. We should be reflecting as much mercy as we possibly can as human beings, but also in terms of forgiveness. And so if we have a problem or issue in terms of forgiving, then as the forgiveness is extended to us, we should also be extending that to our mate. And don't forget about the last 10, which is oftentimes termed as the emancipation, sometimes liberation, sometimes it's called freedom, and sometimes it's called deliverance from the fire, from the hellfire. Imam Muhammad, as a student of his, I heard him mention or say to us that we should be more concerned about the fire that we have from within, which is our passions and our desires. So it becomes, if in fact that our fast is accepted, that we'll be emancipated, liberated, freed, and delivered from the fire of our own passion and desire. And our desire will be to please our Lord and Creator. So during this time of Ramadan for 29 or 30 days, we will become less selfish if, in fact, that is who we are. Or we will begin to give more to our mate and to the sacred institution of marriage. Correct?
Absolutely. So alhamdulillah for those statements. And the first thing that came to my mind when you mentioned that was, number one, the word Ramadan itself has in it at its root, the word Rama means burning. So
yes,
it's like we're burning out these habits that are not a benefit to us. It doesn't help us to grow, and it doesn't help us to build our relationships. And in our relationships, because we are human, we make mistakes, we err, and being the other human in the relationship, we can be hurt by the things that other people may say and do to us, towards us, around us. And in that hurt, sometimes we become bitter. And in becoming bitter, then it makes for a horrible mate or a horrible person to be around, a bitter person. It's not a good person to be around, because they can become someone who everything they say, or most of the things they say, is not sweet, is not kind, is not loving.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the mercy comes in. That's where the forgiveness comes in. And if we just put a little bit of a date, get it, date, that sweetness of the date in the relationship, that's the mercy, that's the forgiveness, that's the kindness, that's the remembrance of God first.
Yes.
And if we do that, that will enrich that relationship. And we have the opportunity in the month of Ramadan to use the medicine that God has given us to groom these good habits. And that medicine is in his book, the Quran. And if we use it, you know, read it. If you can't do the whole 1/30th every day, read something of it every single day.
Yes.
And it will begin to wash you. It will begin to cleanse those painful things in you so that you can soften the heart and find yourself finding it easy to say, I forgive you. No problem. I will be patient with you. We don't have to say, I have mercy on you, or I have mercy for you, but it's more so in what we do. Sometimes when we have that pain and someone is upsetting us, we're told just to say, verily, I am fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And just believe it. You do not have to argue about everything. And that's what this beautiful month can do for us. It can teach us that it ain't all that. Everything isn't so big and so bad. that we have to address every single thing. There are times that we can quiet our voices and allow the voice of the angels to speak to us. And really listen to that. Listen to what Allah is saying to us. And one last comment, I just wanted to say, when it comes to the reading just this morning with my family when we were reading, I noticed that for the day four reading, Allah was talking about the battles that the new converts, the new Muslims during the time of the Prophet were experiencing, because they were in a lot of fighting with the Meccans. And Allah was teaching in this verse 4 how to be merciful, because a lot of them in fighting, they had were winning the battles, and so they were taking people as prisoners of war, right? And then some of these prisoners of war converted to the religion. And so Allah is saying, okay, now this is your brother. He was once your enemy, and now he's your brother. So you have to forgive him. You have to show mercy towards him. And so that's a lesson right there. And so I just think that if we really use what Allah has given us, we can get a lot from it. And it will groom us to be better people. And inshallah, our families will be better and our communities will be better.
Yes, alhamdulillah. No, you know, some excellent commentary. You mentioned that you were reading the Quran with your family. Here's another benefit. Here's another benefit that we have here in the month of Ramadan. As we say, the subtopic on these learning labs is, how does Ramadan positively impact and benefit the marriage and the family life? Well, one of the things the Quran just hit on it in terms of it brings about a bonding, a closer relationship in terms of actually reading the Quran. You know, it's nothing like, having a mate, or even in courtship. Those two that are exploring, trying to get to know and to understand each other better. You hear it right here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Actually, I am suggesting that you, if you are a believer and you are fasting, or even if you cannot actually fast because Allah has set the parameters and the requirements for those who may not be able to fast, it doesn't exclude you from reading the Quran. Now remember, the soul has to be fed. And what's the best food for the soul? It is the Quran. So as it's been traditional that Muslims read the Quran, because this is the blessed month, the ninth month. And we know that nine, in terms of looking at it, is birth. And we're looking to have a rebirth. And in terms of looking at all the benefits that actually come to us, I would suggest that those that are in courtship, as you know, Quran, we had a question that came to one of our very scholarly learned imams, Imam Fahim Shuaib. The question was, how do we look at, Ramadan, fasting the month of Ramadan, if you're in courtship? Now, the person did not say it, but the way it was asked, sometimes in people's mind, well, we should just suspend the courtship because we're fasting. No. No, you don't want to do that. But you want to see how fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran can actually enhance the relationship in terms of getting to know each other better. What better way, I think, in terms of reading the Quran together? In the last few years, I've found that in our community in particular, you have more families reading the Quran together. You have more communities, masajids and Islamic centers and all that have organized Quranic reading groups where they get up, they make their suhoor, they have a conference line that they come on. they either read the Quran before Salatul Fajr or they read the Quran after Salatul Fajr together, and they got Juzah out of the way early in the morning. So when they started their day, they started out with Salatul Fajr, and they also started out with the juice from the Quran. I'm just saying that's what I've been doing for years, and, you know, it's really a good feeling. You know, it might be something that you want to consider, but also it becomes a bonding agent, as Quran said. This is a prescription that Almighty God, Allah, has given to us, and so you have to read the Quran anyway. What better time to read it than to read it with your mate, to read it with your family, to read it with your community? You have several choices that you can actually make. So one of the benefits is that it becomes a bonding agent for us in this blessed time. Back to you, Karan.
Yes, thank you so much. I love that comment that you made about reading as a family. And I think if you're looking at a potential mate as well, this is a good time, even if you don't read together, discuss the reading together. This will help you also to get an understanding of their understanding of application of Quran. When you can have a discussion about the reading and, you know, how did you see it, what resonated most for you and why, how would you react in a situation when, you know, give some scenarios, but based on use of Quran in that situation. And I do just want to pause right now and say to our listening audience that you are listening to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab at its new time for a special time just during the month of Ramadan. And we invite you, if you are in the studio, go ahead and come on and let us know how you are making Ramadan special and in your marriage, in your relationship, or in your search for a mate, or if anything that we've said today has resonated with you, you got a question about any of it, we invite you to push 1 on your phone and we can have a conversation about it. If you are listening online, we do invite you to join us in the studio so that you can be a part of this conversation, and you can join us by simply dialing 714-816-4673. Alhamdulillah, because we won't be on long this evening. We only have about another 30 minutes of this wonderful dialogue about how fasting can really impact us in a positive way during the month of Ramadan in our marriages and in our courtship. Alhamdulillah. So, yes, Mark, I would say that, oh, we got somebody who pushed their 1 before I go to that comment. Let me go to them.
Okay, yes, very, very well. Let's see what the caller have on their mind.
Yeah, for some reason it's not going. There we go. 636-383, welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. You are on the air.
Abdul Rahim Sabir from Winsville, Missouri. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan.
You, Brother Sabir, from the STL here in the Gateway City of St. Louis. You have a question or comment that you'd like to make?
Yeah, I have a comment. I'm just calling to say I'm really enjoying your show this evening. And the information you're giving about how Ramadan affects the courtship and the marriage.
Yes, alhamdulillah. And by the way, it's no secret, you're in courtship, correct?
That's correct.
Alhamdulillah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm quite sure, you know, you and your intended enjoying the blessed month of Ramadan, and it helps in terms of what the communication should be, and as it is a prioritization, as you well know, this is a prescription, as we've been saying. Allah has prescribed this for us, and two believers together, you know, talking about Ramadan, but also having a discussion, as Quran has suggested, in maybe reading the Quran together, and I'm aware of the fact that you all are reading the Quran together with others, and then even having a conversation in regards to that. I think that's always helpful in enhancing a relationship, whether it's courtship, trying to get to know more about that person, and everything, and the interchanging of the perspective or perception when we read the Quran, I think that's a beautiful thing. And I think that that is something that helps to edify the relationship. So thank you so much, Brother Sabir, for calling in and making that comment.
Yes, thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak to you.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah. Press one. It's interesting. I know Brother Sabir very well. I've been knowing him over 50 years. And,
wow.
He was previously married to Sister Farida, who we know that transitioned. May Allah forgive her false sins and errors and shortcomings.
Amen.
And bless her with the Jannah. But I think that, you know, to see it as Ramadan being having a positive impact on trying to get to know someone and what it is they can actually do, you know, because as Imam Fahim Shuaib said, no, the courtship shouldn't be suspended. This is halal. Everything that's halal is still good in the month of Ramadan. So, you know, if we look at it from that perspective, it is, as is a prescription for the individual, it is a prescription for the pair, either in terms of courtship, trying to get to know each other, and even more so in the sacred institution of marriage. I think it's a beautiful thing when we can see how this can impact us in a positive way, too. You know, Quran, I was also thinking in terms of, as I said in my opening comment, that we should see the best person, the best mate in the month of Ramadan. Not to say that you're not good already, but that conscious awareness, you know, that there's an internal consciousness that kind of filters what it is that we say and do. And the first thing I want to say that that our actions should be better actions, better behavior. I'm thinking about what Allah says in the Quran when he says all human beings behave according to their disposition. So, you know, one of the benefits that I see is, in line with what Allah says in the Quran, is that if everyone behaves according to their own disposition, the question is, what should be our disposition? I mean, and then if that disposition is that of a believer, it should be heightened in the month of Ramadan by being even more God conscious and even showing more self-restraint, more self-control, more self-discipline, more self-management, because that internal consciousness that we have should be radiating as much as it can radiate during this blessed month of Ramadan. Correct?
Amen. Yes, indeed. And I have a comment that I want to make, but I want to go ahead and go to continue our listening audience since we only have a short time.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Yes.
Yes. And so we are going to welcome 650-669. Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. State your name and where you're calling from. You are on the air.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Welcome to the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. Who are you and where are you calling from?
This is Rashid Salam from St. Louis, Missouri. And this dynamic duo that's on right now, oh, man, I tell you. We know it's Ramadan because, I mean, you guys are relaying some powerful, powerful information. As you were talking first, you got me with the 9 months in birth and the ninth month of Ramadan. And then you start talking about the best time for a person or persons who are trying to get married or thinking about getting married. What a wonderful opportunity to get your caring, your communication, and your concerns out of the way. Those seven C's, I mean, Ramadan got it locked down. You know, so if you want to make a good decision about who you want to be with and you practice Ramadan together, Oh man, that communication.
You're
gonna know who you're talking to. And
That's right.
I don't want to get off the line, but I mean, I'm just getting, my spirit is just rising as you guys are speaking. So I wish you had another hour, but I know it's a short term, but alhamdulillah, I will say some more, but I'll leave it with that.
Alhamdulillah.
Thank you so much. It's always
Brother Rashid, for calling in and sharing. And just know that, inshallah, as we count the days that the Question of Marriage will be on this special timing, that I think we have three more productions after this one, and Karan and I will continue to explore the positive impact and also the benefits that Ramadan can have on courtship and also marriage. So we're just looking at a few aspects, but there's others, and so we just say stay tuned, keep on listening. So you won't see what you'd be missing if you're not listening, okay?
Assalamu
alaikum. All right, press one. So Karan, I know you was gonna say something there, but
yes. So I'm happy to have our listeners involved in the conversation as well. But one of the things I think about when I was a teen and I was fasting and going through the courtship process, and it was during Ramadan when I felt uneasy. So I understand that caller's question to Imam Fahim, and I think the uneasiness that I felt as a young person fasting and thinking about another person is that sometimes we get so about other people, and we really want our concentration to be on Allah. So, what Ramadan does, though, when we want that concentration to be on Allah during the month of Ramadan, then you have to tell yourself that too, and you have to be more intentional about how you are approaching that courtship process. Because you know, we want to keep it real, because Allah has given us some strict guidelines for the fast. And it is designed to help us to get closer to him. And if we want to get closer to him, first we need to understand ourselves, understand our strengths, and understand where our challenges lie, so that we can strengthen what may need strengthening and build upon the strengths that we have. And so if we feel like we're going to be distracted by someone, if it's going to be a big distraction, that's a conversation to have with yourself. That's an opportunity also to develop language that you use to teach yourself. Allah is greater. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. This is a time to build skills of fikr, of reading Quran, of prayer. That's what it does for you. And you know, when we're fasting during Ramadan, we've got 29 to 30 days to concentrate our energy and our attention on building that leg of our faith. At the same time, we have to remember that this is the same prescription that we are given when we are not married and we find ourselves, I want to say the word horny, but it's another word for it. But we find ourselves like in need of someone. What are we instructed to do? Fast.
That's the instruction for fast.
And so this fasting is something that doesn't just happen in Ramadan. So that's what we need to know and understand. When Allah has given us this, this is a prescription that is like a medicine for a lot of things in us. And so the best of us, the main reason we exist, the main reason we are parents, the main reason we are teachers of our children, is to teach them that one day you've got to meet your Lord. And when you meet him, you want to be well-pleasing and well-pleased. And that comes with these habits that you form along the way.
Yes.
And so that's what I just wanted to remind us of is, we want to be real and know that it can be a challenge. But Allah doesn't give us a burden that we cannot bear.
Alhamdulillah, you know, wow, Quran, I tell you, you're clicking it all cylinders today. Not that you always are not, but really you're bringing up some very sharp-pointed things that has to need to be considered. We need to understand the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Hadith Qudsi. It's not in the Quran per se, but it's the closest to Quran because it's coming from the Prophet. It's very sound and very firm for us to consider as to why we are fasting. We are fasting for Allah. You know, Allah said fasting is for me, you see. But we are the ones that are the beneficiaries of answering that command that Allah is extending to us. As you say, it's a prescription. It's a prescription for every aspect that the human being has in their life, the various components of our life. It helps to strengthen us. That person that's in the courtship should actually get an opportunity to see the best that that person potentially can be. You see, because when you're in a state of taqwa, when you're consciously regardful of Allah, then this is the word that, because it's a derivative of the word taqwa, tatakun, in that regard, you get an opportunity to see the best of that person. You get a chance to see that person actually fasting just like you. It's a conversation starting with something negative. Oh, boy, I'll be glad when this is over. I mean, of course, you would never hear a believer actually say that. Oh, this is just, you know, just complaining, but not looking at the blessings that are come. And one thing that has to couldn't be underscored, you know, Quran, as you well know, that everything is amplified, everything is multiplied in terms of barakats. This is another blessing, the opportunity, you understand, to pray together, not only in terms of the far, the obligatory, but also extra prayers. This is an opportunity, you understand, to even be more charitable, maybe even helping with others to sponsor an iftar at your local masjid or your Islamic center. These things are so, so very, very important. As you say, even in discussing the Quran, these are truly, truly blessings. But then even the action that we show toward each other, you know, it helps to really check us in terms of how we act or how we react or respond to each other. The best response we should be getting from our mates in the month of Ramadan, because being God conscious, you know, being in a state of taqwa, because we remember now, you know, Allah said fasting is for me. It is for me. So if we're fasting for Allah, we're not fasting for anything personal. I know a lot of times you hear people say, oh, I could stand to lose a few pounds. That's a benefit that may come with that. But always stay focused, as you said earlier, you know, why we are fasting. It's a prescription that is given to us as it was given to those before us. And we reap the benefits of it. But don't forget the main focus as to why you're fasting. And this theme here is very important. We are fasting in the month of Ramadan while feasting on the Quran. This is a diet, if you will. You know, as a wordologist, the word diet is in question form. It could be a gold nugget. If it is, you can put it in your purse or your pocket and use it whenever you think that you need to use it. Is, do I eat that? And I'm saying yes, because when you talk about a feast, you're talking about feeding and you're talking about eating and you're talking about trying to make sure that what you eat, that you digest. What better words to digest than that of the Quran? Just think about it, believers. You know, when you're reading the Quran, we should be feasting on the Quran while we are actually fasting we're taking those natural urges, and Allah is the one that gives us the urge, the natural urge, you know, for food and drink. And if you're married, lawful sexual conjugal relations with your spouse. But Allah is so merciful because you don't have to do it straight 24 hours, and there's parameters that are set. So we should really be thinking about how it is that we're ingesting, taking in the Quran, but also digesting, understanding the Quran, and what better time to be able to do that than with the one that you love. Back to you, Quran.
Wow, I love the way you said that, ingesting and digesting the Quran. I love
yes.
that. That is
so we're feasting. Now, you know, we're feasting, and so a lot, each Jews, oh, boy, I tell you, it's just been wonderful thus far in terms of just hearing commentary of believers as they read the Quran. You know, even in terms of even having a mate and commentary that they may give in terms of that, and then you're sharing. This increases it says sharing is caring. So when you care, you share, you know. So it's not like you say tight lip or, oh, I just want to read this by myself. Hey, you should make a suggestion that maybe those persons that have been unmarried before, now they're married. They may be accustomed just reading by themselves. So the one that's most conscientious, say, honey, how would you like to just read the Quran together and maybe have some conversation on that? I'd just like to get your insights on it. You see? So that brings you closer together. It'd be more of an understanding of what you're taking in, what your mate is taking in, of the Word of God. Because remember, this is guidance. This is something that we ask for in the Al-Fatiha, in the Siratul Mustaqim. We're asking God to guide us on the Siratul Mustaqim, on the straight path, which is actually an elevation not only of the intellect but the soul. And we see in terms of it being our soulmate, here's another gold nugget for you. If you can use it, if you don't, you can just throw it away. Soulmate. Spend on united life, maintaining always true emotions. This is very, very important because in terms of spend on the united life, because when you are actually have taken the vows and you have married, and now you should be able to connect with each other. And the connection involves communication. So the communication should be heightened. As everything is amplified in the month of Ramadan, that communication should be heightened. It should be amplified during the time of Ramadan. And as far as getting to really know each other, what better time? Back to you, Karen.
Yes. I mean, it definitely is. And I just want to share that what happens for us is that if we can use this time to develop traditions in our family, so the tradition may begin with you as an individual where, you know, you say to yourself, this is how I want to practice my fast, because it looks different on different ones of us. And, you know, like in our family, you know, I have a totally Muslim family, alhamdulillah. And so alhamdulillah, we had a Zoom called a pre-Ramadan session is what we did. Mm-hmm. We did it for a week before Ramadan began. And in that pre-Ramadan session, what we did was invited any member of the family to host a session. And it could be on any subject as we prepare for Ramadan. And I'm saying this because one of the 8-year-old did one of the sessions, and his session was on the suhoor and what we should be eating. So he did the research, and so when he came, everybody was taking notes like, oh, my goodness, I'm learning from you. But my point is that all of us can do that, is to set and establish what we want to get and then create these gatherings where –
And that was one of the comments that was made for us during our Zoom meeting, and it was like the day before we actually sighted the moon. And we even had a group who went out to sight the moon because that was one of the pre-Ramadan discussions.
Yes.
But we talked about how when people gather, and they gather to praise Allah, they gather to read his book and to celebrate him, the angels descend.
Yes.
And you can feel their presence. So if we build these habits, good habits, of letting Allah in, and we let him in through his book, we let him in through our prayers, we let him in through the conversations that we have with one another. So that's all we're saying, dear listeners, is that now is the time when we want these magical moments with other people to be these heavenly relationships, this tranquil moments with people that answers that prayer that is in the Quran, that promise that's in the Quran about our mates available to us. This is how you do it. Establish faith for it to happen. And this faith of Ramadan, this faith, I'm calling it faith, because it's 29 to 30 wonderful days to just do some great things.
Yes.
To allow the blessings to come. And I love what you talked about, how the increased barakat, the increased blessings. That was one of the 18-year-olds. That was what she talked about. She said, y'all, it's like going to another country with your U.S. dollars is worth more. I love her.
I love it.
Yes. But it's just a reminder to us, it's a wonderful time for us to build up and build on what Allah has given us. And that's what the Ramadan does for us.
Right.
All of our relationships.
Yes, alhamdulillah. You know, Quran, you said a mouthful, and I think that hopefully our radio listening audience is really, really listening in terms of pre-Ramadan sessions. So that should be something that you should be writing down on your notepad. It actually have given me an idea just listening to you. We had a pre-Ramadan social here, and, you know, I think it has become traditional in our community, the community of Imam W.D. Muhammad, that is a very scholarly and learned leader, that we've had pre-Ramadan socials. But I think what you're saying is pre-Ramadan sessions and getting everyone involved in that. I love it when you said the 8-year-old, and then there was the adolescents, and they chose different topics to talk about. What a wonderful way to actually prepare yourself to begin to talk about the various aspects of Ramadan, like the suhoor, the light meal you are to eat early in the morning, talking about the salat that we made, the tarawih prayers, talking about the iftar, and then, you know, as you say, doing some research, because it's deeper than just the iftar in terms of connection. The breaking of the fast in terms of what it is that you should be breaking it with. There's great insight in terms of that. You can't just break the fast, or you should not just say you shouldn't break the fast with a Hostess Twinkie or the caramel cake. It needs to be something of natural creation. And there's something that is deeper than just in terms of the surface. And we need to always remember the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's our example. So I love that, all the various things that come along with this sacred month of many, many, many blessings for those who are believers who actually have accepted this invitation that Allah has extended to us, and look forward to this prescription so that it helps to heal us and make us even a better person or the best person that we could possibly be as a believer in servitude to Almighty God, Allah. So as we at the top of the hour here, Quran, and I'm going to give you opportunity, as this is the first session that we've had on this special edition of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab, under the theme, Fasting in the Month of Ramadan While Feasting on the Quran, and our topic, which would be the topic for the next three sessions that we'll have here in the month of Ramadan, would be, it's in question form. So I asked our radio listening audience to really begin to think about how Ramadan can have a positive impact and the benefits on courtship and marriage. So I just want you I want to put that question on your mind. I know you said, some people say we don't need no homework, Mark Shaheed, but you just think about it. And if something comes, and Allah, you know, this is a month of guidance too. So as we read the Quran, I guarantee you Allah is going to bless you with something and say, I can't wait till the courtship and marriage come back next week, because I want to share with Quran Shaheed and Mark Shaheed, this is what Allah put on my mind, and this is something how Ramadan can positively impact the marriage life, but also the benefits, the blessings that we receive in acknowledging this blessed month. So with that being said, Quran, your closing remarks, what you want to leave the radio listening audience with in this abbreviated version of the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab?
Yes, I want everyone to, number one, enjoy this time of Ramadan and really reap the benefits. You know, the breath of the faster is sweet smelling to Allah. It may be offensive to others, but it's sweet smelling to Allah. So enjoy the fast. Enjoy every element of it. Take full note of it. And I really invite you to share with us on social media. So when we have posts, go to the post where it says comment and go ahead and make a comment about your fast. So we have a post right now that's just about just this series that we have going on right now about Ramadan and marriage. Would love to hear your comments in there.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed today's program, comment about it there. What resonated most with you? Make a comment and let us know. But also ask questions there and engage us. So our Facebook and Instagram pages are Bring It to the Lab. We also invite you can send us an email at bringittothelab@gmail.com, and we'll check that and respond to you there as well and answer your questions online. Again, I'm sure Mark is going to remind you, but I'm going to say it to you too. We're at a special time during the month of Ramadan at 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we invite you to tell your friends and join us next week right here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. We'll be waiting for you. Mark.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Karan. I want to, first of all, thank our radio listening audience for tuning in this special time. And you can help Karan and myself and get the word out that if you listen in, and we had a couple of callers that seemed like they really appreciate what they're hearing tonight. So, you know, this is a time to get more blessings. And so whatever it is, believer does, it becomes sadaqa. And so just in letting other people know, guess what? You get more barakats, more blessings for just spreading the word. So Allah is so merciful and he's so generous in his blessings. Want to just say for the rest of this week, we have tomorrow, which is Friday, Salatul Jumu'ah Day. We ask that you, if you are not able to get to your local masjid or Islamic center, you can come back here on IWDM Radio with Imam Michael Mikhail Sahir for Salatul Jumu'ah. And that starts at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time right here with Salatul Jumu'ah with Imam Mikhail Sahir. And then the longest-running production, I think he's going to have a very special guest. I believe that it's going to be Imam Ronald B. Shaheed, who one of the scribes for Imam W.D. Muhammad for years and had special conversation with him, been doing an outstanding job of getting out books in terms of conversation. So you want to tune in for that, Words Make People, and that airs each and every Sunday afternoon. It is 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's High Noon Central Standard Time, and it's 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time. Also, you at the beginning of the week, which is this production is also on the Ramadan schedule, the very distinguished esteemed Rashid Salam, you just heard him call in. He hosts, along with instructor Abdul Shaheed, the Science of Your Health and You Learning Lab. And that's on a Ramadan special time, too. And it begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. Now, be mindful, make a note, that this is the time that it will air during the month of Ramadan, 1 hour production for that. And the Sister Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaudine and yours truly, Mark Shaheed, each and every Wednesday during the month of Ramadan. It is also on special timing, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time. And it'll be the same theme, and it'll be the same topic. The only difference is how Ramadan can positively have an impact and a benefit on the family life. And so you want to tune in for that, as we had a great introduction last week, and then we'll be looking at how it impacts the educational component for the family life next week on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. And so now we're back here to tonight, and Karan has already said it. So we'll be looking for you next week here in the blessed month of Ramadan, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. So I want to thank the radio listening audience that we have tonight, and also let's continue to communicate this information so that more and more will be attending during the blessed month of Ramadan. I want to thank you, Karan Shakir, as always, for the excellent insight and wisdom that Allah has blessed you with for many years, and now you're sharing it here. It's an honor to partner with you here on the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab. So until next time, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you, and a blessed Ramadan to you and yours. Assalamu alaikum wa Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.